Hello, this podcast is going to be on Replay Converter 3.20. I strongly recommend you purchase Replay AV 8.52 because it comes with Replay Converter 3.20. I'm using JAW 10, and today I'm going to show you just the main interface for Replay Converter 3.20. It's very accessible with JAWs 9 and 10. It allows you to make CDs and DVDs and also rip unprotected DVDs to your hard drive. So when you first run Replay Converter 3.20 from the desktop icon, you'll get a hints dialog box. This is like a tips. It tells you how to use the program, okay? Please read all the hints and use your tab key to tap to the show next button and press your space bar on that to read the next hint. There are about 5 or 6 hints, so when you're done with them, you'll be taken to the About button on the main interface for Replay Converter 3.20. Replay Converter allows you to convert audio and video files too, like MP3, WMAs, FLV files, okay? Read the user guide. The user guide is excellent, okay? You can find out more about the product by going to Appliant.com. The product is made by Appliant Technologies. The website is www.appliant.com. That's spelled A-P-P-L-I-A-N. Phonetically, it's Alpha, Papa, Papa, Lima, India, Alpha, November. So I'm going to do an insert T. I'm using JAWS. I'm going to hear the title bar.
Title is Replay Converter.
It said Replay Converter. I'm going to do an insert up arrow.
About button.
We're on the About button. This tells you the version number and your serial number. Okay, let's press on this program. You press your tab key to go to the various buttons on the main interface. Note, only use your space bar to activate a button on the main interface. Do not use your enter key. Let's press tab key.
Tab, help button to activate, press space bar.
Help.
Tab, minimize button to activate, press space bar.
Minimize.
Tab, exit button to activate, press space bar.
Exit.
Tab, add files button to activate, press space bar.
Add files.
Tab, add DVD button to activate, press space bar.
Add DVD.
Tab, remove button to activate, press space bar.
Remove.
Tab, clear list button to activate, press space bar.
Clear list.
Tab, options button to activate, press space bar.
Options.
Tab, browse button to activate,
browse
press
button.
Space bar. Tab, write file to same folder button to activate, press space bar.
Let's hear this button here.
Write file to same folder button.
When you hear write file to same folder,
write file to same folder button.
Note, there's another option beneath this, so press your keyboard down arrow key.
Write file to new folder button to activate, press space bar.
It said write file to new folder. Let's press the up arrow key.
Write file to same folder button to activate, press space bar.
Okay, let's press the tab key.
Tab, convert audio button to activate, press space bar.
It said convert audio. There's two more options beneath this button, and they are...
Convert video button to activate, press space bar.
Convert video.
Burn button to activate, press space bar.
Burn button. Let's up arrow back to convert audio.
Convert video button to convert audio button to activate, press space bar.
Let's press the tab key, and this is known as the target format box for the convert audio, since we're on the convert audio button. Let's make sure I'm going to do an insert up arrow.
Convert audio button.
It said convert audio button. And then we're going to press the tab key one time and we're going to hear the target format.
Tab combo box MP3 dash of quality left parent 32 kbps right parent 106. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Okay. Let's review some of these target formats in this list.
MP3 dash of top left parent 16 kbps right parent.
I added this, the 16 kbps MP3 format, so you may not hear it on your end. Let down arrow.
MP3 dash CD quality left parent 128 kbps right parent.
MP3 128 kbps. Let's press the home key to go back to the top.
Home, MP3 dash of quality left parent 32 kbps right parent.
Let's press the tab key.
Tab, start conversion job button to activate, press space bar.
This is the button you press with your space bar only to start the conversion job. Okay? The keyboard shortcut is Alt plus C as in Charlie. Let's press the tab key.
Tab, list view, 0 items. To move to items, use the arrow key.
This is the list view box where your added files that you added via the add files button appear in. Okay? Let's press the tab key.
Tab, about button to activate, press space bar.
And we're back around to the about button. So we've pretty much seen the whole screen. I'm only showing you the basics here. Okay. That's it for now. Thank you very much.